Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I am happy to have Jim Kimo West back as my guest today. Join us for a conversation about Hawaiian-style music and hear beautiful songs by Jim during the show. Welcome, Jim.
Aloha, Margot. How are you doing?
Aloha. Oh, my gosh, I love that word. I love aloha. I love that word. Aloha and mahalo, both of them.
Well, they're beautiful concepts, you know, and it's more than just, they mean a lot more than hello and goodbye. Aloha is a, you know, is a sort of a summation of the Hawaiian way of living. You know, it sums up a lot of things, you know, sort of brotherly love and love of each other and love of your planet and your aina, the land, and love of your ancestors. And, you know, it's kind of like a basically unconditional love of everything and everyone.
Exactly. A pure love, you know, that's, ooh, yeah. I mean, that word aloha, and I love when I combine aloha and then love all in caps, you know, together, because it's just, you know, it's so, like you said, pure. It's pure love. It's not romantic love. It's not any kind of conditions on it. It's just love.
It is. And so when we use aloha when we, you know, say goodbye and hello, but that means like I greet you with aloha or I leave you with aloha, you know, essentially, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a beautiful thing, and it's always the world can never have too much aloha.
No, it can never have too much mahalo either, which means thank you.
Gratitude, yes. And that's a
yeah.
big part of Hawaiian identity, too, is gratitude for everything. You know, always being grateful. And it's something I try and do every morning when I wake up is, you know, try and think of everything I'm grateful for. Because we are, you know, very lucky in so many ways. So, but that is another big part of the Hawaiian identity is gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude, appreciation, and love. My book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, is about loving life and about it, using your creativity and living your music. And chapter 12 of the book is actually titled Feel and Express Your Gratitude, Appreciation, and Love.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's a reminder to me when I see the chapter to feel it, but also to express it. You know, not just feel it, but express it to people.
Yes.
You know, so many
yeah,
people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, gratitude is very powerful. I mean, you spend some time thinking about, you know, how grateful you are for things, and wow, it's very, very, very powerful. It's amazing.
Yeah. There's some questions that I call my empowering morning questions that I have in my book, and there's five of them in there, and I started realizing that that particular list has the last two are what am I happy about, what am I excited about, and once the pandemic hit, I'm kind of going, okay, those two are really hard to answer right now sometimes. And so anyway, then I came up with four questions lately that I felt were more what I could feel good about, and was who am I thankful for? What am I grateful for? What do I appreciate? And what will I be glad I chose to do today? You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, we all have to focus on what we can control and on what we do have that we can do and what we're grateful for, whether that's a little
exactly.
or a lot. You know?
Well, you know, with the pandemic, I mean, it's such a, you know, horrible thing for the world. But, you know, at the same time, I can find, you know, for myself, I can be grateful for the fact that, you know, having to stay indoors a lot, which just had me, you know, gave me the opportunity to focus even more on music. And I've recorded an entirely whole new CD now. just from being, you know, locked in more or less. And I've, you know, got to work in my garden a lot, which I love. And so, you know, there's been, you know, for me, there's been these sort of unintentional blessings of having to you know, stay inside and stay at home a lot. And, yeah, so I'm, you know, thankful for that as well.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I mean, you are traveling so much usually. Last year, I can't even imagine how much you traveled last year with the tour.
I was on a tour with Weird Al. That's my day job. Yeah. And that was a big tour with a full orchestra every night. And, you know, probably our biggest tour ever. We played a lot of huge venues and pretty much all sold out, like Red Rocks and, you know, very large places. And then earlier this year, I was on a tour called the International Guitar Night Tour, which was it's an ongoing tour that's been going for, I think it was the 20th anniversary, actually. Every year they put together a tour. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to happen again next year, but every year they put together four different guitar players from, you know, different parts of the world, you know, different cultural backgrounds. And they put together a tour, and everybody plays, you know, their own stuff. And then at the second set, we do different combinations of players. And that was a couple of months of traveling all around the U.S., North America, mostly U.S. and some Canadian dates as well. We started in Alaska, of all places, and that was in January.
Wow, Alaska in January?
Yeah, it was spectacular. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, that was a really fun musical tour, and it ended up, we were very lucky to have finished it, because our last show was March 8th, and I remember after I flew home, that's exactly when everything got locked down. So we pretty much, you know, finished in just under the wire there and got the tour completed before everything stopped, you know. So very grateful
for
that.
That's crazy. And then last year, though, even with your Weird Al tour, too, which took up a lot of time, then you were also doing your music, your slack key music, and doing shows for that in between the things, too. And it was I have to say, though, that I absolutely loved the Weird Al show. We went to the one in Berkeley, and it was the first time that we'd ever seen you perform with Weird Al, or seen Weird Al. You know? It was so cool. I mean, I wish it could have been about like 2 hours longer, but it was awesome.
It's a fun show. It's you know, I've always played. You know, I mean, I started playing rock and roll when I was, you know, 14 or so, and I started playing. I think I played professionally when I was 16. I think it was my first paid gig, but I, you know, I've always played rock and roll, but I've always played acoustic guitar as well. So, you know, it keeps me in touch with my rock and roll roots, you know, to do the Weird Al show. And it's a lot of fun. It's just wonderful. Now, we were supposed to start another tour in January or February of next year, but that's going to be pushed back at least till the end fall of next year. And that's supposedly will be like a worldwide tour, but we'll see. We just have to play it by ear and see. You know, I don't know if people will be ready to go to big concerts by then, but we'll see. We'll just sort of see how it goes.
You know what's interesting? When you said play it by ear, I mean, that is basically how we all have to play life anyway. You know, I mean, people plan so far in advance, and in reality, none of us really know how long we're going to be here, how long our family, friends, our beloved furry animals that are in our family are going to be here. None of it. I mean, you know, and last year there's no way anybody would have been able to even imagine what this year's been like so far.
You can make all the plans you want, but you always have to expect that anything can happen at any time, and always
it's being flexible. It's being willing to be flexible and to go with the flow of life instead of trying to paddle upstream, you know. And
yeah, exactly,
I see so many people talking about they want it to get back to normal, and I'm thinking normal wasn't, you know, was good in some ways, but it was not good in a lot of other ways. And one of my friends that's in my Toastmasters club is a therapist, and she gave a speech one night about normal and about what normal is really means. Is like, it means you're neurotic and you're all these other things. You know, and I mean, I remember there was a girl in my class when I was in 10th grade, I think it was, in high school. Her name was Mary, and she used to look totally normal, but she wore a button every day that said, "I don't want to be normal." And
yeah, I remember when I was about 17, I came up with a little cartoon kind of book called How to Appear Normal, and it was just like, you know, normal picture of somebody doing something normal, and then some another picture of something, you know, the same guy doing something like absolutely not normal, you know.
Oh my gosh. Oh, laughter, as Reader's Digest used to say, is the best medicine. Oh my god, it is so important. Laughter and smiles, both of those are so
That's something about playing with Weird Al that, you know, playing with Weird Al that I really I'm proud of, because I mean that show brings so much joy and laughter to, you know, to people, and you know, you look at people's faces at the end of the show and everybody's had such a good time, and that makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Well, you know, we have already been on for a while, and I wanted to I queued up three of my favorite songs that I want to play during the show, and I'm so excited that you trust me enough that you didn't ask me to tell you what they are ahead of time so that you can be surprised along with our listeners. And
all right.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's really important that I start with the first song so that we can have time for all three of them. And
sure.
I will play the song, and then we can talk about the song a little bit after it's over, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Jim. That song is so beautiful, Maui Skies.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. It's I actually just recorded a little live version of that from my studio the other day and posted it on Facebook. I think I posted it yesterday or the day before. I can't remember.
I think it was yesterday. I saw that yesterday, mm-hmm. and I commented that I love that song, but I didn't want to spoil the surprise and tell you it was one of the
Well, you know, that song, I spent a lot of time in a little town called Hana, Maui. You know, it's on the east side of Maui. It's very remote, mm-hmm. kind of a little village out there. And when I shot the video for that, we shot it out there in Hana, you know, along the coast. And it's one of my favorite places on the planet. So that song sort of is inspired by the, you know, it's the windward side of the island, so the weather changes all the time. You know, the skies can mm-hmm. change from sunny to, you know, you get a little storm come in, and then it'll, you know, the weather changes a lot on that side of the island. And that was sort of the inspiration for that tune.
I love that. Oh, wow. Dudley, my husband Dudley just came in during while the song was playing, handed me a post-it, and he says, "Tell Jim about my knee replacement and how I listened to his music nonstop for 6 hours before bed the day of the surgery."
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, that was in January. Yeah, finally got his left knee replaced. He'd been putting it off for a long, long time. And
Wow. How's he doing?
He's doing great. His
Excellent.
Knee. Well, he's one of the patients that will actually do the physical therapy, not just with the physical therapist, but, you know, he's
right.
been really good about doing all the physical therapy exercises.
Fantastic.
And strengthening. And, yeah, his left knee's working great. He's even been back to doing yoga with me. It's been amazing.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and I
very,
think he would have peed
yeah.
if we could have. He wasn't supposed to see this year, but they closed down all the areas because of the pandemic, and so, you know, there wasn't any choice. He couldn't go skiing this year.
Right. I've actually had a number of people tell me that they listened to my music in the, you know, when they were recovering in the hospital or something like that. You know, it's a flat key has that very calming sound to it. You know, it's a very gentle kind of music, and it's you know, in the Hawaiian tradition, they it's just sort of that sound. It's very, very relaxing, and it's something I do. You know, I like to play my guitar, play slack key, just to chill out. It's kind of like a meditation sort of. You know, it just puts you in a good mood, and you can feel the notes against your chest, and it's very mm-hmm. lovely.
Well, I was telling you before we got started with the show, when we had talked before, that I got the inspiration about a week ago to try to learn to play guitar. And my husband, Dudley, and my son, Xander, both play guitar. Dudley's played guitar for over 60 years. Xander started when he was 14, actually. And
mm-hmm.
so they've been playing for a long time, and they have so many guitars, and Dudley kept wanting me to learn to play an instrument, and I didn't want to play keyboards. I just really don't feel attracted to learning that, and so I thought I would try guitar. And the thing is Dudley and Xander both have Showmaster guitars that they love, and I love their guitars. And for some reason, Xander has two of the Showmaster guitars, so he's letting me borrow the Fender Showmaster guitar to practice on. And so I
Perfect.
Posted it on Facebook the other day. But, oh, my gosh, getting your fingers into those positions, I have so much more appreciation for what you and Dudley and Xander and all the other guitarists in the world do now. But, you know, luckily,
well,
one, of one of my friends, Linda, who said she had learned to play guitar in college, and she says, "Margo, just keep practicing." She goes, "It gets easier to get your fingers to do the crazy things they're supposed to do." And that helped
yes,
me.
It's you know, you start figuring things out. Like, well, first of all, of course, it is a muscular exercise where you want to figure out how to, you know, get your fingers to do the stretches, but you also find things like, you know, if you move your arm or your left arm or your left wrist in different positions, it allows you to hit the notes easier, you know. So you figure that kind of stuff out too. Just in sort of an ergonomic approach to how do I hit this note? Oh, if I move my wrist this way, or, you know, change the position of my hand, I can reach it easier. So you learn those kind of things
I hadn't put it into words or thoughts really how that was, but yeah, that's true. And Xander had also said that too. He goes, Mom, you know, you just have to keep practicing it, because then it starts feeling normal. And but it's just fun. Dudley has these headphones I can put on, so it's electric guitar, and it can be electric, and I can only hear it, and he doesn't really hear it what I'm playing, and so I can just play with all the notes and the chords, and it feels so good. I'm so glad I decided to do it. Anyway,
making music is a very fulfilling thing, and I always tell people that, you know, want to learn. It's, you know, you don't have to focus on, you know, trying to be a professional or being, you know, amazing. It's really about the fun you get out of it, you know, how it makes you feel, you know, and it can be fun at any level, right? From the beginner level on, you can have a lot of fun with playing an instrument. And, you know, it's, to me, it's like, you know, that's the biggest benefit. And then if you, you know, end up being professional and making money with it, that's just sort of icing on the cake, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I, at this point, I'm not even picturing myself playing it on stage yet. Singing on stage is enough. I like that. I enjoy doing that. But that's even new enough to me that, yeah, the idea of playing the guitar on stage at all and then playing the guitar and singing, whoa, that's going to take a while.
Well, it might take a lot less time than you think, you know, because a lot of songs, you can do, there's quite a few songs where you could use two or three chords and you've got the whole song, and, you know, it doesn't take that long.
Oh, well, that sounds good. But anyway, I'm just going to have fun with it and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to cue up song number 2 and then and play that, and then we will talk about that one after, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, here we go. And that was Slackers in Paradise.
Yeah, that's with my buddy Ken Emerson, who was here playing the acoustic steel guitar there. And we've had this duo for a while, which we call Slackers in Paradise as well. We were actually supposed to play some shows this summer. We had quite a few shows lined up, but of course that all got canceled because of the pandemic. But but we are scheduled to do a couple shows in Maui at the end of September and beginning of October at the Masters of Hawaiian Music, the Slack Key show there in Napili with George Kahumoku. So hopefully that will still go on. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I heard if you go to Hawaii right now that you have to be in quarantine for 2 months or 2 weeks or something. Or
yes, yeah, yeah. And that's even for, residents who go to the mainland. You know, if they come back, they've got to basically quarantine at home for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure, hopefully by the fall, maybe things will change a bit, and I am looking forward to getting back. I was supposed to be there to play at that same show in April, and of course that didn't happen, but I am missing the islands, and I need my dose of Maui.
I love it there so much. Our first time there was in 1982 in June for our honeymoon, and we've been back for so many wonderful celebration vacations, and I just so thankful for all the pictures that I have that help remind me of being there. And I post the pictures a lot on Facebook and on Instagram just because I enjoy the pictures and I love them, and it brings me happiness and also can give joy to other people that see them. And it's so funny because Deadly Sister keeps saying, "Oh, did you just go to Maui again?" And I'm going, "No, we haven't even been there since like 2012. Everybody thinks we're there all the time. And I said, "Well, no, but
yeah.
I'm there mentally and emotionally. I'm there a lot." And the pictures and the music both helped me remember being there. And it was 2012 when we met you there. That's when we first saw you play.
Well, when I hear Hawaiian music, anywhere, I can be over here and I can hear some beautiful Hawaiian music. It just brings me back. I mean, I just feel like I'm back in the islands, it's a wonderful thing about it. Hawaiian music I always say that Hawaiian music, it sounds like the place, even if you're in, I spend a lot of time out in the Hana. So when I first heard Hawaiian Slack Key by Gabby Painui and all those great artists, that music just seemed like it was coming out of the earth. It just said so much about the place. And even in Waikiki, if you're sitting on the beach at the, Hale Kalani, hearing, one of the trio with the steel guitar and the hula, and the people dancing hula, and when the trade winds are blowing and the palm fronds and the surf is gentle, and it's just that music sounds exactly like what you're seeing. There's something about Hawaiian music that just really sounds like the place.
Exactly. And it's being there, you're so much in the moment. You don't have to even force yourself. You can just be in the moment and savor the moments. And I suppose part of it for me and for us is because we're not there all the time, but it's like as soon as we get to the airport on Maui or the times we've been to Oahu, it's just like, oh my gosh, we're here. And it's like, I'm like this little kid pointing all over the place. Just so excited to be there and just realizing, okay, I only have so many moments till we have to fly home. So I have to enjoy every one of them.
Yeah, I like landing at the airport because you immediately smell the plumerias, the fragrance of the plumerias, and it's like, oh, it's like, yeah, I miss that.
Yeah, and then that warm and yet gentle wind that has the beautiful scent to it and the fresh air and the turquoise of the water and the palm trees, all of it is just so peaceful and so relaxing. And I got to play your next song, though, so we don't run out of time.
Yeah,
sure. I want to do that, and then we'll talk about that one. So here's the next song, the third song out of the three.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you. love that song and the whole album. Peaceful Island, that's the name of the song. And, you know, the cover of that album just makes me feel peaceful, too. And listening to it in the car is so awesome because it's so relaxing.
You know, the cover art is a Big Island artist named Harry Wishart, who's got a gallery over there in Waimea. And a lot of people think it's a photograph, but it's actually an oil painting. And it's just, you know, he's an amazing artist. And I was very, very lucky, you know, to be able to use his artwork on the record. I have to give a shout out to Harry for that. And when I finished the record, I had, you know, the music was all done, but I was, you know, I knew I had to have a great cover, and I was not really sure. And I was sort of thinking of a photograph of some kind. And then when I came across his artwork, it was like, that is it, you know? And I sent him an email and was really, you know, thrilled that he agreed to let me use that for my cover.
I'm glad he did too. You know, I've got the CD right here on my desk too. And just looking at the cover, in fact, when you open it up, you can, on the back, you can also see more of Hawaii on the back. And it's just,
yeah, it's a different painting on the back, but it's another one of his fabulous paintings. He was born and raised on the Big Island, and, you know, he just knows the feeling and knows how to portray it, you know, and with the brush, and he's an amazing artist.
Oh, God, I want some of his art in my house. But, yeah, and then the picture, the sunset picture on the inside and the picture of you inside is really wonderful. I love having the CDs so that I can look at them and, you know, feel them and bring them in my car and everything. But, you know, I also love that you have these flash drive discs that people can buy now.
Oh, yeah.
I've got one on my computer right now. It's Jim Chemo West. It's in the poster and also in the slideshow. I put it in there. But
yeah,
it's
a handy
thing.
I have
all of your music on my computer right there on this drive. So,
well, I, you know, when I did this recent tour, I just decided to you know, sell those as well. I had a couple CDs with me that I was selling, and I thought, well, maybe I'll put them out there. And I couldn't believe it. People just, you know, bought them like crazy. But it's a good deal. And a lot of people don't have CD players anymore, but, you know, if their car has a USB jack, which most of the new cars do, you can plug it in there. And then, you know, so it has all my CDs, which I think there's 9 CDs and maybe 4 singles, I think. So I put them all on there in MP3 and then also in WAV files. And then I also put all the artwork for the record. So all the, what you would get in the CD, all the pictures and the liner notes and all that stuff is all in there as well. So, you know, it's a pretty good deal. And I think people like the idea that it's portable and they can put it in their pocket and plug it into their car or whatever and hear my entire catalog.
Yeah, we don't have, our cars are older, so they only use CDs, but I love having it on my computer, and I can see where somebody would love having it on their, in their car as well, but it's just so cool.
Yeah, it's very easy to use in your car. You just plug it in and it comes right up on the stereo.
It's a soundtrack for a happy life.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And
well,
people,
you know,
can,
it's just something I enjoy doing, you know, so it brings me enjoyment, and which is the main purpose. But then, you know, if other people enjoy it too, that's, you know, another kind of icing on the cake, I guess you'd say.
Well, that's what Live Your Music means. It means to do what you feel in your heart you're here to do, and to do it because you enjoy it, and hopefully it'll make life better for you and for other people by you doing it because you're happy, you know?
Exactly. I think it
translates.
Actually
music,
you know,
or something else, but it's what you feel that you're here to do. It's not what other people tell you you're here to do.
I think music, people can hear it in the music when you know, when there's the intention is right behind the music. You know, if you are doing music strictly for money, let's say, and it's just a job and you're going to go in every day and you're just going to crank out these soundtracks and crank out things, you know, there's a certain thing about that. But when you're doing it because you truly love it and you're truly inspired, I think that kind of comes through the music. You know, I think it's like the intention, like I say, the intention behind it people don't understand music, you know, what makes music good or bad, but I think subconsciously people can hear the intention behind it, you know. So when the intention is good, I think it's people feel that, you know.
Yeah. You know, we only have a little over a minute left, and I want people to know that they can go to your website and they can still order that flash drive, right?
Yes.
And also CD.
Yeah, it's on my website. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all my stuff is on my website. Right,
oh my
right,
gosh.
Right. It's all there.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Thank you. Mahalo. Mahalo.
Well, thank you. Mahalo to you for everything you do with this show. It's wonderful. I'm glad you're putting me, spreading the aloha, as we say.
Oh, yeah. I'm spreading music of all kinds and encouraging all of my listeners as well as the guests, live your music constantly over and over again here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jim, for your music and for being back on my show and for all the love and aloha that you spread throughout our world.
Well, I appreciate that, and hopefully we'll do it again once my new CD is out. I've got another one coming out before too long. So.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll plan to have you back on. All right, bye for now, everyone. Remember to get out there and live your music. And also share this show with your family and friends so they can enjoy the beautiful music on the show. Bye, Jim.
Mahalo,
bye,
everybody.
Mahalo.